Welcome to the Casanova Show. I'm doing my debut tonight, and I'm very excited to be here. And a little bit about myself. I was raised in Sonoma County. I'm Colombian, born in Miami, and my father at a young age gave me all his Playboys when I was about 7. Friends would come over and get all excited about it, but to me it was no big deal. It was just part of my life growing up. Just sex was not, you know, we talked about it all the time. My dad was very good about that. And so my first girlfriend was about also 7 years old. So I always had a girlfriend all through elementary, through junior high, through high school. Always been in relationships. So that's where my, my topic is all about sex and relationships. Married for 15 years, had a great marriage. Divorced now for 15. So the single life has been also very exciting. And I came up with a product called the Pleasure Wrap and the Constrictor, which you can find on my website, casanovaware.com. But what we're going to be talking about is relationships and sex. So later we'll get some callers at 800-893-9562. So first I'd like to talk about is the guy part. There's a lot of guys out there. I was driving taxi for a little bit and picking guys up at 2 o'clock in the morning. They just, the stuff that came out of their mouth was incredible. And that's why they were going home alone, because they just didn't know how to talk, especially to women. They were lost. So it's just got to be nice. My mom raised me later on after my elementary days. So after about junior high, mom took over mom and dad position there. And she taught me how to treat women. So that's one of the things I want to talk about. Opening doors for women. Putting on their sweater when they're putting it on, taking it off, help them take it off their sweater. Open doors for them. And just be honest. So that's one of the biggest things, is just being honest when you're out there trying to find relationships. You know, let them know what's going on in your life. Don't hide anything, because everything comes out. And that's the worst thing you could do is lie, and then the truth will always come out. So I've had a lot of relationships in the last 15 years after being married for 15 years, and I'm still great friends with all of them, because there was no lying. There was always honesty, and that's one of the best things you could do. And so I'm going to tell you a little bit what I want for the show. I want to, tonight it's just going to be me and maybe some callers, hopefully. But later on, I do want to get maybe some porn stars in here to talk about their lifestyle, pole dancers, strippers. I wrote a few things down. Women that love giving head. What I want to do is bring knowledge to everyone out there, because knowledge is everything. I also teach martial arts, and I had my own studio for 20 years, and I used to bring different martial arts instructors in just to teach the guys different stuff. So that's what I want to bring in. Women that, if you want to learn how to squirt, I'm going to hopefully get some women in here that can teach you that technique. Just women that love the fuck. You know, the swinger world. I was involved in the swinger world for a while. And that's a really interesting world, let me tell you. And some relationships, they work great. And they were together for a long time. So I want to bring in some swingers and hopefully get some callers again then, and get some more questions asked. Dancing's a big thing for guys. If you learn how to dance, that's also something that'll help you out. Dancing is very important for women. Women love to dance. And I'm Colombian, so it kind of goes with it's in the blood. Wrestling, you know, some women love to wrestle before they have intercourse. So they just love wrestling around. So it's mainly whatever the women want or like is the best thing to do. So ask questions. Communication is a big one. Find out what they're into. Find out what they like. So that's very important. Communication and ask questions. You know, because you're not going to know if you don't ask. So ask them what they like. Even on the first date, you know. Usually on one of my first dates, if I'm dating, when I was back home, I just moved to L.A. about 9 months ago from Sonoma County. And I would date a lot. And I would tell them, like, I'm dating four women right now. You know, you should probably get off this bar stool and run. But they love the honesty, you know, especially on the first date, letting them know what's going on in your world. And that would really, really get you some big points. And that's the way it should be, you know, and do to others what you want done to yourself. So, you know, it's good to know where you're coming from and ask the questions also. So, let's see, what else I write down? What not to do on dates. All right. Like, I've talked to so many women that have had terrible dates. A lot of guys that just talk about pretty much wanting to have sex with them, you know, and talk dirty with them when they're not okay with that. So unless they, you know, bring it up and ask questions about, you know, sex, you know, that's a topic you should wait. And then let it all play out. You know, I've had a lot of women that have had some bad relationships too. You know, they tell me a lot of terrible stuff. So women should also learn how to do martial arts. You know, be able to take care of themselves. And no callers yet, huh? An hour I got here, so hopefully we get some callers. So, and take a look at my website. It's CasanovaWare.com. So that's CasanovaWare.com. So I came up with this product probably 15, 20 years ago. It was an idea I had during sex, doing it doggy style. I grabbed the bed sheet and I wrapped it up and wrapped it around her waist and tied it in a couple knots and then wrapped up my hands in it. And was able just to get really deep, and she really loved it. And I started using it with all my new friends, and they actually used to call me the sheet guy because I used the sheet. And I would get random phone calls from women that wanted to try out this sheet. And I got tired of my bed always getting messed up, so I said, no, I need to come up with some kind of design that does the same thing as this sheet. So I came up with two. One was the bustier. It kind of pushes everything up, hides the belly. A lot of women sometimes after they've had kids or they're a little big, they always want the light off. They don't like their belly too much. So this hides it, and you can leave the light on because it's got handles on it and it's got little hand ties made out of leather. In the back, and a little belt with floggers on the end. So it's a little sex suit that they feel very sexy in, and that way you can see who you're having sex with. And I had it made in Colombia. That was a pretty funny story because when I was describing what I wanted, I told the lady that I wanted to be able to carry her onto the airplane with me if I wanted to. So I wanted it strong. And so that was pretty funny. But she did. She did a great job. And that's also on my website. And in the sash, I actually sewed it myself. It's 12 feet long, 4 yards. It's made out of satin. And it's two different colors, black and red. And it's got little dragons on it. So it's real pretty. And you can leave it on your headboard, you know, because with toys, if they're, you don't have them right there, accessible, easy, you know, in the heat of the moment, you're not going to use them. So I usually have mine on my headboard, and women have said it's like a serpent that came out of the wall. But it's got cushion in front for comfort, because if the women aren't happy, no one's going to be happy. And it also has leather floggers on the end. So once you wrap them up, you, especially doggy style, you can do a little spanking or tickle their back. So once you get on my website, you'll see there's video on there and pictures. So you'll see it all. So I also want to get talk about, you know, all the different people that I want on the show. So if you are someone that feels that, you know, they have something to add to the show, please call me or email me. You can even leave me a note on CasanovaWare.com. There's a place there where you can leave all your info, and then I'll get back to you. So many porn stars, even hookers, pole dancers, strippers, women that love giving head. I want to get everything I can into this show. And if it continues good, we'll keep doing this show. And let's see what else. Women that love eating pussy, because there's some women that just enjoy so much eating that pussy that, I mean, you can't blame them. And women that just love the fuck, you know, especially being in the swinger world. I've seen some great marriages, and they just invite all these guys in because their wives just love to fuck as many guys as they can in that evening. And, you know, you can't help but become really good friends with these guys that let you fuck their wives. So that's, I'm definitely want to bring some swingers in here. So if there's any swingers out there that want to be on the show, please leave me a note or a call. Call up tonight at 800-893-9562, and we can talk about that. And we talked about the relationships. And sex and dancing. You could do that even on your date after hours. You can, you're naked and just start dancing. That's before anything else. You'll see how good that plays out. So any questions, please feel free to call. We'll take a break. Can we figure out what else we're going to do on the show here? I know an hour is going to be a while without anybody here. Okay. And you can also go on skidrowstudio.com and check it out live, or check it on the station now. Is that good? Caller Justine.
Hi, Carlos.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
I was thinking, okay, what else am I going to do now? Since I'm flying by the seat of my pants here.
Right. Well, I was kind of tuned into your show here, and I was kind of feeling like I wanted to maybe ask you a couple of questions.
Oh, I would love that.
I'm a little bit shy, though, so I guess maybe I'll just kind of start out with some easy stuff. I was wondering, in your opinion, what it is about a woman that makes them sexy, and what are the components of a good lover?
Okay. I feel like most women are sexy. I don't know what it is. I'd love most women, unless they're mean. But and it's for everyone's different, so depends on what how they feel that, you know, what's sexy to them. But to me, nice women that are nice, that are sweet, that's what makes them sexy to me. Happy people, that's sexy. What was the other part?
And what makes an amazing lover?
Oh, an amazing lover. Women.
I stepped it up. It was just a good lover, but now I would. What amazing that would be.
Women that are open-minded, you know, like to try things, ask questions, love it when they ask questions, and want to be asked questions also, like. Love talking about it. Love talking about sex. Love talking about what turns them on. You know, even their don'ts, things they don't like. So that's always really good to know. And that's when the more communication you have, the better it gets. So like you can have amazing sex the first time, but the more you do it with someone and you get to know each other, that's when it starts to get even more amazing. Especially if they're open-minded, happy, and, you know, and having fun, you know, just having fun while you're having sex.
Right. You know, well, I wanted to get back to the sexy thing. So there isn't anything particular that you find sexy about women, like a lot of men, they like girls with a big butt or big titties or...
I do love nice booties. You know, something you can grab onto. I love titties too. You know, nipples, nice big nipples, and you can suck on. That's always yummy. Nice hair that you can pull on, and they like it when you pull on their hair. You know, you definitely have to find out if they're into their getting their hair pulled. You know, or it's just little tugs. You know, nothing crazy.
What girl doesn't like their hair pulled?
Right?
I don't know.
You'd be surprised. There's
always no idea.
But just having good communication and having fun, you know, and asking questions and once you get to know each other and the more you're having more sex with them, the more amazing it gets. And especially if they're all open and you're using the pleasure app or the constrictor, that always helps.
Oh, right. I heard you talking about that.
Yeah, really wrapping them up.
I was thinking about getting on your site and checking that out.
Oh, I would love that.
I'm always looking for new things to spice up my love life. And, you know, the more information I can get, the better.
Excellent.
So,
and with the pleasure app,
one more question.
Go ahead.
I've been told that I give the best blowjobs ever, and I ask guys, why is that? And they just say, it's just because. And it's like, I've gotten that response a lot of times. I'm just not sure, like, what I'm looking for the answer of how, what it is I'm doing, and I'm not getting one. They're just like, just keep doing it, just like that.
Yeah, you're probably not using your teeth, which is always a good thing.
Right.
Some women actually think that using the teeth is something good because they can feel it more, but no. The dick is very sensitive, especially the tip. And when you use your teeth, it hurts. So that's even though they're like, okay, I'm getting a blowjob and just shut up and enjoy it. It, you know, the teeth is it's kind of like a big no-no. It's like when you probably use your hands a lot. If you use your hands and you stroke it at the same time, like a lot of women think that, you know, you have to swallow the whole thing. No, really, as long as it's in the mouth and you're moving it and you're not using your teeth and keeping everything nice and wet, you know, it's a good thing.
Right.
And it sounds like you got that down.
So in your opinion, if I were to ask you, what would be the perfect blowjob to you? Is that what your response would be, or would there be something you would add to that?
Yeah, no, that would pretty much it. And then as long as I come, because some women, you know, do not like cum at all in their mouth, you know, and they'll either spit it out or they'll, you know, take it out just when you're coming and put a towel over you or something like that. And, you know, it's nice when you can actually cum in their mouth and they swallow it. It just, something about when they swallow it, you know, it's an extra bonus. So it's
Well, maybe that's one of the things I'm doing right.
And you must love it because they can tell when, you know, you can tell. A guy can tell that you're really enjoying yourself.
Yeah.
That's important, you know. As for me, I want to make sure that my partner is having fun also and enjoying it. And when they're really enjoying, you know, sucking me off, it makes it that much better for sure. Did that answer your question pretty much?
What's that?
Did that answer your question?
Yeah, I think that was the perfect answer.
Excellent.
I'm really enjoying this conversation.
Yeah, and what do you enjoy getting done to you? What do you like?
Well, I like lots of different things. It kind of depends, I think, on my mood. I'm also a Gemini, so I kind of have a couple of different sides to me anyway.
All right.
But I can go from soft, gentle, passionate to aggressive, being tied up, blindfolded, hair pulled, and just getting
all in
nasty.
One session.
I'm kind of a matcher, I guess you could say.
Nice. That's good. And I don't know.
It seems to be a crowd pleaser, but I'm always looking for, I don't know, new things to do.
Yeah.
New ways to do it.
And where do you usually find all your information or get your information just from?
I use my imagination and I think a lot about it. So I come up with things on my own.
Nice.
I talk to girls. I talk to guys. I talk very
That's exactly what I'm talking
openly
about
sex. So
that's great.
I get a lot of information that way. I don't watch porn much. I don't really get into that very much, but I'll definitely YouTube some tutorials on, you know, how to give great blowjobs or
nice.
How to have guys give you G-spot orgasms. And you'd mentioned earlier
squirting.
about teaching women how to squirt.
Yes.
And that's something that I never really got super into, but that's on the number one on my hit list right now.
Okay. Excellent.
Yeah.
I was actually on the Ginger Lynn show once when they had a lady in there that was trying to teach everyone on the air how to squirt. So that was interesting. I definitely would love to get her on this show.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, a lot of women, that's a big one for a lot of women. They want to learn how to squirt. They want to just, I think it's a little messy, but.
Yeah, I was lying across the room. I've watched a couple of tutorials where they, you know, I've seen some techniques, but they just haven't maybe been executed properly. I'm not sure. There just hasn't been a big focus on it. But again, that's my new mission because, you know, I've always got to try to do everything the best, so I'd probably be the one who'd want to squirt all the way across the room, you know?
Nice. That's a beautiful thing. No, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Just, and that's great. I'm not much into watching porn actually either. It's just been, but that's great that you get online and you try to figure out different ways and all that. Mine, I guess, has been just experimenting on my own with my friends. And, that's where I got most of my knowledge from and asking women, you know, what they like. So that's really one of the most important things you could do because everyone's different. So nothing.
Right. Well, that's one of the reasons I'm asking you. I like to talk to guys probably more than I like to talk to girls about sex because I'm a pleaser, so I always want to make sure that he's happy even before I am. But, you know, when I've talked to a lot of women, I get a lot of, stuff like you were talking about before, about guys, they just don't know how to act. Right. Guys have a lot of ego sometimes. They don't care. They don't ask you questions. You know, they just want to jump on top of you and fuck you, and it's supposed to be all good, and it's just really kind of sad out there. Some of the poor quality of...
It's true. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to do this show, just to get that info out. Yeah, and promote my sex sash, which I think it's amazing.
Yeah.
And what's nice about my sash is you can lay it on your headboard or on your bed and nobody would ever know what it is. It's on the down low. So your mom could come in and she would say, "Oh, that's a pretty little scarf." And she would never know. I tell the guys, you know, like I've done shows where, you know, I have a little bed and like porn conventions and I'm spanking everybody that comes by and I lay them on my little bed and I wrap them up in all different positions. And I try to get guys that, you know, to take a look at it and they're all like weirded out. Like, I'm not trying to wrap them up, just trying to tell them about it. I go, listen, let me give you a scenario. You bring somebody home and they're kind of like having second thoughts and then you're taking them to your room and they're thinking, maybe I'm making a mistake. And then they see that pretty little scarf or piece of fabric on your bed. And they go, maybe he's a sensitive guy. It's a nice little fabric thing on his bed. And then she says, okay. And then you get into the lovemaking. And then you just grab that little sheet or the my pleasure wrap and you wrap it around him and tie him up. And if you take good care of him, they'll come back for more. You know, if you keep him happy, that's pretty much... The thing
so
is,
tell me about the other piece you were talking about.
The constrictor?
Yeah.
It's made out of leather and really soft leather, and it's really comfortable to wear, and you can even sleep in it, especially if your hands are tied behind your back and you can't get out. No, just plain.
that's something that I think I would like. It gets into the tie-up thing, you know?
Yeah, well, the sash, you can do all kinds of tie-up with the sash because it's 12 feet long, so you can wrap up the legs. You can tie their hands behind their back if they like to be choked. You can, you know, it's soft. It's a soft choke thing. You can blindfold them. You can gag them. They can even use, you know, I had a woman once that just loved it so much. She was coming up with all these different ways. She was wrapping me up at the same time I'm wrapping her up. And that was just recent, too, that it was like 20 different ways that came up just out of the blue, just stuff because she was open to it and was having fun with it, you know? So you can, it's pretty much to your imagination with the pleasure wrap. The constrictor, it looks sexy. It's very sexy. It pushes everything up. It's comfortable. And the main thing, reason I made it was because I wanted them to feel really sexy in it, like push everything up, hide their stomach, and then keep it on because of the handles place in all different, you know, perfect places where you can.
Okay, so a guy can grab onto these handles and, especially, you know, use it to control your body more.
Yeah, especially when they're when a woman's on top, sometimes they're a little lost when they're on top. So this just kind of keeps them in sync and they can even lean back a little bit and, you know, there's no slippage. You can just go and they can have fun and you just go with it and hold on to them and bring them in as when they're moving or move them yourself. So that's, and then sideways. So it's in any different position, you pretty much can get in there and have a good time with it. And it looks pretty, the constrictor. But the pleasure wrap, you could just do way more. If you go on my website, you'll see, which is again, CasanovaWear.com. You'll see video, you'll see pictures of some different shows I've done. So, which I'm trying to get back into doing some more shows here. That's why I moved here to LA, is to promote my product more and now to do this show and see if we can bring some more input to everyone, men and women. And
nice.
What about
I like
you?
Do you, I'm do definitely you, gonna be looking on your website to check out these items. And I really hope that you stay on the air because
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure listening to you. And I can actually see you on my computer.
The pleasure is all mine.
Your voice is really sexy and just enjoy listening to you. Seems pretty knowledgeable, and I will call you back with more questions.
I love that. That would be great, Justine.
All right.
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you have a good night, Carlos.
Well, you
Thank
do the
you for
same.
Talking with me.
My pleasure.
All right.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Thank you for calling. All right. That was excellent. That was Justine. And the first caller loved it. That makes it definitely go smooth and nice and everybody and getting some input out there. So please, if you have any more questions, please call 800-893-9562. And again, my website is casanovaware.com. I brought a few with me, so I'll even deliver. I'm hungry. And that's exactly what I wanted to talk about is I love this. You had some great questions. And just get that knowledge out there for everyone. Men, how to act, you know, be nice and communication and be a gentleman, always be a gentleman, you know, and you'll go far and smile, be happy and learn how to dance. So I taught my son first thing is dance. You got to learn how to dance. And on that note, we're going to maybe take another break. Excellent. And we'll go from there. And thank you again for listening to the Casanova Show on SkidRowStudios.com.
Don't You've killed my average.
Hello, Lisa, and thank you for calling the Casanova Show. And
hi, Carlos. How are you?
I am doing excellent. How are you doing tonight?
The last caller was right. You do sound very sexy.
Oh, thank you.
You look sexy, too.
Wow. All right.
So here's my question.
Okay.
So I'm, you know, recently divorced, and, you know, I'm finding it difficult to get out there in the dating world. I mean, what advice would you have for a woman who's just getting back in the dating world, say, after being married 15, 20 years, you know, being with one person? How does a woman get back out there?
Well, the main thing,
situation.
Yeah, the main thing is just to get out there, you know, because if you're just at home, you know, that's tough. There's a lot of websites, you know, dating websites that you can join to talk to people, but just go on dates. I mean, you're going to have some good ones and some bad ones, you know, most likely a lot of more bad ones unless they're listening to this show, but from what I hear. And, definitely by just going out there and meeting people, talking to them and, you know, and ask them a lot of questions, like, you know, just like you were asking your lover, you know, just to find out about them, you know, find out what they like too, and let them know what you're looking for, you know, being honest.
Conversation.
Oh yeah, first dates, you know, you should always be honest, tell them exactly what you want, what you're looking for. You know, you probably just getting out of a long term, you might not be looking for a long term, but maybe you are, so everyone's different. So it's, you know, just being honest with yourself and with them, you know, about what you want and what you're looking for. And you'll find out the more you go on dates, the easier it gets, you know, the more fun you'll have, because it's a good idea, you know, especially for women to meet guys in a, you know, public places if it's their first time, you know, don't be meeting nobody in no dark alleys or hotels.
But I guess I'm just really hesitant because I've heard really scary.
Yeah, no,
stories,
I've even heard, but most of the stories I've heard from women telling me, it's from relationships they already have. And then maybe they want out, and then that's when guys freak out and start stalking them and all that crazy stuff. But usually on, you know, I haven't heard much of, you know, I've heard some bad dates, but never like anything threatening. So that's a good thing. And I've talked to a lot of women. And so I think it's just getting out there and meeting them, you know, like I said, public places, you'll have fun. Just like if you're meeting anybody at a bar for the first time, you know, you don't know about this guy. So, you know, it's good to go ahead and either wherever you meet him and you go on a date, you know, mm-hmm. to just relax, have fun, enjoy yourself, ask a lot of questions, tell them about yourself, about what you want, what you're looking for. Even if you want to talk about sex, you know, because, you know, women can get away with that more than guys.
Okay.
Women can definitely get away with a lot of stuff more than guys can. So, you know.
So what do you think of, I mean, it seems like all men want to do is just have sex, just get in your pants. And that's like the only thing that men want, you know.
That's true. So, and I hear that a lot. And I hear that, like, after they do it, then they don't call them anymore. They're like. So you got to really be sure. I mean, I'm not saying don't give it up the first night. Actually, my second wife did, and I ended up marrying her. So for me, I don't see nothing bad in, you know, having sex the first night you meet somebody. I don't see anything bad against the female for doing, you know, letting herself enjoy herself like that with me. Because like I said, I married somebody that I did have sex with the first night. Didn't work out, but that's a whole other story.
Okay.
No, but so yeah, definitely just do what you want to do. Don't feel pressure to do anything, and know that might be, because, you know, men and women lie. It goes both ways.
Yeah, and, that's true. You know, I agree with that.
Yeah, and men sometimes lie a little bit more when it comes to the sex thing. You know, that's just shame on them.
If you're going on a first date with somebody and you go to, you know, you go back to his apartment and you have sex, and I mean, do you just wait for the guy to give you a call back, or I mean, how do you go through that process? How do you know that there's more there?
Well, if it depends, if you feel like you want more, I mean, I would definitely like either text them or leave them a message. You know, usually if the guy should call you the next day and say, hey, I had a great time, you know, and love to see you again.
Okay.
You know?
I mean, so that's something to look for there.
Yeah, that's what I would do, you know. And when I do have sex with someone, it's because I want to keep having sex with them. You know, I'm not trying to use anybody for just one night just because I need to get off. You know, I can take care of myself okay, so... Which I'm just learning, living here in Los Angeles since I moved away from Sonoma County.
How long have you been here?
I've been here 9 months now.
9 months. Yeah. How do you find women in LA?
Well, I've been on a couple little dating sites, or just going out to clubs and or live music. I love live music, so if I can see somebody that loves to dance. You know, I enjoy dancing very much, so I'll ask them to dance.
Yeah, you've mentioned dancing. I have to say that that's not something that many men like to do.
This is true. That's why there is a lot of places that teach dance, even free. I just went to one recently at the mall in Glendale where it was a free cumbia and merengue, salsa, all different types. They were just showing all the different types of... you know, and they're everywhere. You know, you can go learn. Salsa is really fun because and everyone's there to dance. Like, you go to I've been to the Hacienda recently, and you just gonna ask people to dance, and they'll dance with you. That's what.
Where's the Hacienda?
Hacienda.
What's the Hacienda?
Yeah, the Hacienda. It's a hotel. Kind of still lost around here, but it's towards LAX. By PCH, and then it turns into
So you're suggesting that maybe that's a good way to meet people.
Oh yeah, definitely dancing. Oh, okay. You'll definitely meet people dancing.
So that's something I'm
And salsa is a fun one because, you know, people are there to dance. You know, and they're not weird about, like, if you do say yeah, they're not gonna sit there and stalk you like some other places. That's why a lot of women, I think, in other clubs, you know, always say no. But when you're there for salsa, you're there to dance and have a good time. My pleasure. And then if you have a good connection, then you continue on but really anywhere you go, women, it's pretty easy. If you just smile at a guy, they're gonna pretty much, you know, come up to you. You know, that's pretty much all you have to do. Even if you're shy, all you have to do is smile at them. Smile at them. If you wink, if you want to get really crazy, you just wink at them, and it's over. If it's somebody that looks, you know, they're attractive looking, and why not? You know, you only live once, and you don't want regrets. So, you see that there might be.
Why do you think the women that come on strong? I mean,
I personally love it.
Or?
No. It's a great thing because they'll know that, because guys they feel the same way. They don't want to come up. They don't want to be rejected, you know, so they don't want to come up to, you know, especially me. I don't like going up to women usually unless I feel like there's something, you know, there. Like if they look over and they get, you know, they even if they just smile with their eyes, you know, and then it gives me, you know, unless I'm like, wow, I really need to meet her. And then, but I like it when they at least smile at me before, you know. So if you see somebody that, you know, is attractive and you would like to know more about them, you just give them a smile, a wink, even smile with your eyes, and you'll see it's pretty much easy, you know, for them to come up to you, and they'll come up to you for sure.
Yeah, Yeah, and, I guess I have to work on that. It's like I said, it's all new to me. It's very a little bit scared on, you know, what to do, where to go, how to do it, and it's a little scary, but it doesn't mean I don't want to try. I just need to know how to go about it.
Yeah, and it could be anywhere. It could be at the grocery store, wherever you're at. You know, you see something you like, you just smile, and believe me, it's easy. It's easy for women. They can just smile, and then the guys are, they'll be right there, a heartbeat. You know, and then it's up to you to decide if you want to continue on after they open their mouth. Like when I was driving taxi, these guys would talk all this crazy garbage, and I go, "That's why you're going home alone." And I tell them, "Next time you go out, don't say nothing." And you know, I promise you'll probably go, because they were a good-looking guy, but they were when they opened their mouth, they just went out the door. And I was trying to help them out. I said, "Just next time you go out, just don't say anything. Just smile and don't say much." And you'll probably go home with someone, because that's all they really wanted. You know, that was what their mission was. But
you just want to have a connection, you know, connect with somebody.
Yeah, for sure. And guys do too, you know. Everyone's out there trying to, you know, most people are trying to find that someone that rocks their world, you know, which is a good thing.
Well, thank you so much for your advice.
My pleasure, and thank you for calling.
I look forward to hearing more about it, and definitely look forward to some of those demonstrations.
Excellent. Yeah, and don't forget to take a look at my website, CasanovaWare.com.
Okay. We'll definitely do that.
All right, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
It's your nice new adventures.
To you.
Oh, it's all my pleasure, and thank you for calling. And you have a great evening.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, that was Lisa, and thank you for calling. I really appreciate the calls. Makes it much smoother and fun and knowledgeable for everyone, because these are probably questions that you yourself ask, probably going out for the first time or getting into new relationships, want to know. So I definitely appreciate it. And other than that, I think we got like 5 minutes left. You can call at 800-893-9562, or you can go onto skidrowstudio.com and hit the live, and you can see us live. And other than that, check out my website or leave me an email at keepitreal1964@yahoo.com. And I guess that's all for the calls. No more calls. Yeah, and hopefully we'll be back next week. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm having a good time. As long as we keep getting these callers, and maybe next week I'll have some other people on the show where we get some more knowledge for you. So thank you very much for listening to the Casanova Show, and I hope you have a great evening, and I hope to talk to you soon. Thanks again. Get it on.